his childhood, the rejection, the problems, the bad home he'd had. And then Jesus said to him this. He said, if you want to be a real Christian, you must drive the hatred from your heart. And then it goes on to describe how he battled with that. The vision didn't save him, but a few months later, he prayed for the police, warders, the guards, his enemies. And when at last he began to love people he hated formerly and turned, God melted his heart and changed him. It's a wonderful story. And I love stories like that. And Nicky Cruz, an example, a drug addict, a criminal. Read the stories. If you've not read them, read them. Well, Paul's testimony wasn't, he didn't say, I was a drug addict, I was a, I was a criminal, I was an adulterer. He wasn't any of these things. What was Paul's sin? Paul's sin was he was very religious. You could say, that's not a sin, is it? No, it isn't in itself. But the fact was, he was consumed with religious zeal, but it was headed up in pride. He was filled with religious pride. And this was what makes him uniquely qualified to share with us the true gospel, because he'd been in religion, he knew the emptiness of religion, and he knew the terrible power of religious pride. And here in this chapter, he says, I was the best. I was going above many my equals in verse 14. I was profiting. And what you've got here is exceeding zeal. Now, these are not bad things, are they, in themselves? Well, they're not. But if they're done in human power for human pride, there's only one word you can use. They stink. And what Paul is going to bring out in this little book of Galatians is the stench of man-centered religion. It doesn't please God and it can't please God. And Paul was saved from empty self-effort religion. More and more and more and more effort, zeal, try harder, do more for God, do more for God. And of course, this sounds always so religious. If you put it in a church that you know is dead, you would say, well, but they aren't always zealous. Some of the dead churches are only Sunday morning Christians. You go to a church where people are saying, come on, we're the people, we can do it. Come on, let's have real effort in this. We can really make a difference. We can do this. You've got to be very careful. Once you put human sweat at the center of the gospel, you begin to exalt flesh. Now, flesh at its best stinks. And this is what he's going to point out, that really we've got to get to another source of inspiration and power than flesh. Zeal isn't going to advance the gospel if it comes from human self-effort. That's what he was saved from. He said, I've been saved from that. And that's his testimony. How was he saved? Well, it tells us in verse 15, he begins to use the word grace, and then he uses, to reveal his son in me. And he doesn't say much about his testimony on the Damascus Road, but you and I, we all know that Jesus Christ met him on the Damascus Road. So Paul was not saved by an elaborate doctrine. The doctrine he's going to bring out in Galatians must never be separated from the power of the person. Paul was not saved by intellectual understanding and complicated ideas. He was saved by meeting a person. Now that's always the center of salvation, is an encounter. Remember, we sometimes like to replace encounter with explanations, but you cannot. The gospel is a person, not an idea. It's not a philosophy, it's a person. And Paul was saved by a person and by meeting a person. when Paul met Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road, he was turned around in a matter of, well, how many seconds? We don't know, do we? How many seconds did it take to absolutely slay Paul's emptiness and religiousness? It took seconds. When he saw Jesus Christ, the effect of seeing that person made him realize how empty his whole life was to that point. And that's the power of Christ. Christ is himself the minister of death and resurrection. Why death? Because he makes the world seem so empty. It's that Jesus Christ makes the world and all its pleasures seem like nothing. Once you've met Jesus Christ, you can't enjoy the world anymore. He's a spoiler. He spoils the world's pleasures. And if you, having met him, go back into the world, all your life you will be conscious of the fact, this is just a shadow. I'm missing out on the true joy. Anybody who has once met with Jesus knows that the celebrities of our world who are seeking pleasure in money, sex, fame, look at them. Look at their lives spiral down in emptiness. And if you pursue that, all you will do is go further and further down the path that leads to emptiness. People who have reached the top, there's a famous author in Britain named Frederick Forsyth. He became famous, he's rich and so on. He said this, when you reach the top, he said, you find there's nothing there. And that's the truth. There is nothing there, but when you find Christ, you find that, wow, this is the secret of life. And Paul, who was seeking to get to the top of the rat race, when you win the rat race, you know what you get? You get the order of number one rat. And they put that chain around your neck and say, here you are, you can wear that badge for the rest of your life. You're the number one rat. Well, of course, you can be the number one business rat. You can be the number one religious rat. But the rat race you win, it can be in religion, it can be in business, it can be in education, you can be Professor Rat, you can be... It doesn't matter. The point is, the rat race is a rat race. It doesn't satisfy and it doesn't produce anything that we really want. The thing is, whatever we're doing in life, what we need is not to win those races in themselves. We need Christ to make life meaningful. And this is what Paul found on the Damascus Road. And this is what he says about his conversion. He says in verse 16, to reveal his Son in me. And this is the power of the gospel. It's not revealing Christ only to me, but revealing his Son in me. That I have got Christ in me. And that's the whole center of the gospel. It's God in me. And at the end of the chapter, he repeats it again. They glorified God in me. They looked at me and they said, look at what God has done in this man. It's God in us. It's Christ in us. Now, the conversion of Saul was from the encounter, 3 days blindness. And if we had time, we could go back into Acts and look at the whole chapter. But let's just sum it up in these words. He was slain by meeting Christ. But remember, death by meeting Christ is only death to negative things. It's not death to anything positive. It's death to the negative. You lose all your disappointments and all your misery and your depressions and everything. You lose it all. You lose everything. And what you get is this tremendous sense, now there's hope. And for 3 days, Paul was blind. And remember, being struck blind is a pretty horrible experience. But you become blind to the world through Christ.